This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
LeBron will oblige with one to shoot. In! Rattles home! Doncic and LeBron, the greatest combo going right now, just toying with him. Triple-double for Luka Doncic.
Final hour, maybe fist pump time for you or not, depending on if you watch, how you are watching. I did find myself rooting for Luka, but wanting a Mavs victory at the end of the night. They come up short, and the Lakers win. Revenge part one in Los Angeles. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby on DFW Sports Station, Hump Day Edition.
Hey, Hump Day.
On 105.3 The Fan. Luka Doncic, after the triple-double over his last two games, 51 points, 25 boards, 19 assists, 7 steals, 3 blocks. Last NBA player to reach all those numbers over a two-game span, Larry Bird, January 1982. Hit us up on the Frank LaFrego Injury Attorney text line for how it was for you at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
So you were, what, 2 months old? The last time that happened in the NBA? Almost your entire lifetime. January 82?
January 82. Yes, sir. Way to know I was a Scorpio. Proud of you, Bob. Thank you. Where does this fall on the all-time list of revenge games? Got this from TNT. Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge.
Boston against Sacramento. 39 points. Stephon Marbury. Minnesota versus the Nets, 39 points. KD, OKC against Golden State, 39. Anthony Davis, Pelicans against the Lakers, 41. Bradley Beal, Wizards, Suns, 43. So Luka coming nowhere close to even 30 points. So have you bet that heavy over, Kevin Hagelin? Hopefully you had the safety net of the triple-double, but it was a good game, back and forth. Looked like it was going to be an absolute beatdown early on when the Lakers were up 16 points. Mavs cut it to 8, then 3, but Luka gets a smile at the end.
Look, the best PR for the Mavericks right now is the team itself, like the players, and the way that they're playing and the way that they're fighting through this stretch of games. And when they get these guys back, when Anthony Davis gets back, they don't need a whole bunch of bluster and a whole bunch of... They don't have to sell you on anything. Just let them play, and that'll eventually win some fans over. Max Christie, winning fans over. People love him. Anthony Davis was winning people over. Just get out of your own way if you're the front office. Now, that's the biggest key. If you want this to stop, get out of the way.
Yep. Last night, I felt like was not as painful as the build-up beforehand with the Luka Carr changing the license plates, Texas to Cali 77 with all my exes live in Texas as part of the Jumpman promo, Luka buying a parking lot for Laker fans to not have to burn $120 per parking space. So he continues to dominate the Mavericks in terms of all the goodwill and all the optics.
It's easy. Just basically rise above it. It's if you rise above it,
don't punch down.
Yeah, run the football. Run the football. You're up 100. Just run the ball, baby. That's what Luke has got to do.
People love free stuff. Give them free stuff.
That's why the Lakers. That's why the Lakers love the trade. It was free stuff, basically.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the Lakers now as a title contender?
This year, I think it's evident. Like, Luka's, he's figuring it out. There's just,
which team better at full strength?
This year?
Yep.
Mavs. This year. Because it's a lot easier to bring in a post player than it is a guy who's controlling the ball in the middle of the year. When Jason Kidd came here, was it 08? Mm-hmm. The 08 season? It took a minute. It took a minute. I mean, they had flashes, and then there was like, all right, he just doesn't know these guys. You need like a full offseason. You need a lot of practice time with these players. There's not a ton of practice time in the NBA once the season starts. You got a lot of shoot-arounds and everything, but you're not having like a ton of practice time. It's just difficult to really kind of assimilate yourself with everybody else. And I think it's easier for a post player to do that. So I think the Mavs this year went healthy.
I don't know. I mean, Lakers probably. I mean, that's Coop told it to us yesterday. Over the last month, they're like the best record in the NBA. And
the defensive numbers make zero sense. They've like shot up the number one. I don't understand how.
It's one of those things where, they're going to keep talking about the whole, they don't have the size. They're not big enough. That's going to be the problem. So if you've got a team like Dallas that they go up against when they're healthy, or you go up against some of these other playoff teams that they've got bigs who can operate and hurt you, then the Lakers would be in trouble in that situation. Well, they just got off of a game where they threw a pretty good game plan at Jokic and were able to weather that. Now, are they going to be able to consistently defend somebody like AD if AD's healthy and they get into a series? Yeah, but I mean, I think both teams healthy, if they get into a 7-game series in the first round of the playoffs, the Lakers are winning that. Probably 4-2, something like that.
I'll pick the Mavericks, but the Mavericks have to make it.
They gotta get healthy.
Man, if I have one sports wish right now that does not involve a local team winning a championship, and many Mavs fans don't even want that, former Mavs fans, it is Lakers-Mavs playoff series.
Oh, yeah.
Please. You didn't give me the hyped up Deion Sanders, Jerry. You did this to us, Nico. Please, sports gods, please. Please give us Lakers Mavericks in a playoff series. Please. Now you get this report yesterday after our show. KMC almost didn't have the words for it. Mark Spears, longtime NBA reporter, tight with Chris Arnold, would hop on any show that CA is on here on the station, says that Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics is the reason the Mavs traded Luka. Quote, what he did to Luka in the finals, shutting him down, guarding him full court, making it unbearable offensively, led Dallas to questioning Luka as the leader of the team and questioning whether he was in shape or not. That coming from Mark Spears. Luka's NBA Finals performance against Jaylen Brown, where he averaged 29-9-5 in 5 games while banged up.
Yeah, I Mark Spears is pretty good. If this has any shred of truth to it, then this front office is even worse than I thought. I mean, you're putting up 29-9. Yeah, his defense was not great. That was not the reason they lost. Coop said it yesterday to us. I mean, they never gave up 110 points. They didn't give up 110 points in any game that series. That wasn't defense. They're just scrambling. The front office is just scrambling to find a reason and to find an excuse to give the people. Oh, this is why we did it. Oh, this is why we did it. He's not in shape. He got beat by Jaylen Brown. Look, I went this on Reddit, and I'm sure it's true because Reddit's never wrong. Jaylen Brown defended Luka for 154 possessions in the finals. So you're basing this off of 154 possessions?
In the finals.
In the finals. They scored 131 points on those 154 possessions. So it's not a great offensive rating, and it's offensive rating about 85. It's not great.
And why didn't you deal Kyrie first after the finals? 20 points a game on 41% and 27% shooting. He was the GOAT, the bad GOAT.
Yeah.
In that series.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
I mean, Luka was immature,
yep,
childish. Brian Windhorst with an all-time great rant, in my opinion, pissed off many in DFW. You could tell he was speaking for the Mavericks organization or for Nico, but Kyrie was the no-show.
He was. I mean, Luka had his defensive problems, there's no doubt. Like you said, he had his tirades, but I mean, he was better than Kyrie was offensively. Not much, but he was better. And that, you know, you're just going to excuse one and get rid of the 25-year-old unicorny type player? Okay. I mean, knock yourself out, man. Like, that's not how I want to go down. But, and then also, like, if you're going to base it off this, right? Just even if you're going to use this as an excuse, like, go look around sports. Like, everybody's numbers go down in the playoffs a lot of times. You're playing better defenses, you're playing better teams. It makes sense that, like, your numbers would dip a little bit. Not everybody goes out there. If you're a 300 hitter, it hits 300 in the playoffs. It's just more difficult.
I was just looking this up. NBA.com will break it down by games. You can't get it as like a full series, but they'll break it down by games, the matchup. So game one, when Jaylen Brown was on Luka had 8 points, 4 of 6 shooting, 2 turnovers. Game two, Luka had 9 points, 3 assists, 1 turnover on 3 of 5 shooting.
Oh, no.
Doesn't sound that bad. Game three, Luka against Jaylen Brown, which was 5 minutes of total time. He had no points, put up 1 shot, had 3 assists, 1 turnover. Game four, Luka against Jaylen Brown. Luka, no points, 0-for-4 from the field, no turnovers, 1 assist. And then game five, 4 points on 2 of 6 shooting, 2 assists and a turnover. So the last 3 games of the series, he locked him down pretty well. But, I mean, if you...
That's 9 of 22.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a great performance. But, I mean, still, it's something where that you cannot base it... If you're basing this off of what was essentially a 3-game stretch of minutes against him, then they're more incompetent than I even thought was possible.
I refuse to believe that they're that incompetent, and I'm going to subscribe to RJ's theory of them just scrambling and just trying to throw anything against a wall to stick, because that would be so freaking stupid. I don't give a crap if Jaylen Brown shut him down to 10 points a night. I've seen enough. I've seen the body of work with five straight first team All-NBA. I don't care if he had a terrible series. I don't care if Jaylen Brown locked him up. All that would be pushed to the side. That'd be the aberration, the fluke, the flash in the pan. What are we talking about here? Come on now.
By the way, on the flip side of that, the defense for Luka against Jaylen Brown, he shot 11 of 23, or not 11, 12 of 23 against Luka. But he didn't spend the majority of his time on the court matched up against Luka. It was just a portion of it in every game.
Pepe, what'd you think of last night, taking in Luka wearing that jersey and uniform?
It looks ugly on him. He looks a lot fatter, obviously, with the gold and purple. Now, what I took away was what we've been talking about is at full strength. I mean, it might be an overreaction on my part, and I'll say it is, but at full strength, the Mavs and Lakers play a best of 7 series tomorrow. I got the Mavs in 5. I think it's that much of a difference. I really do. That Lakers team looked very beatable yesterday. With PJ Washington is not going to go 0-4 for an entire game the rest of the season. So, you know, I have full faith in them. Kyrie was on point. It's what they did in LA too, with that crowd as well. On the road, they were still able to find a way to stay in the game.
And that is what Nico's betting on. He's like, we have more resolve. We're going to play hard all the time. We're going to be superior defensively. We're not going to have to go ahead and fight with referees.
972 on the Fantex, 8 and 817. Both are picking the Mavs in a playoff series. So the Mavs win by 20 last night if they're fully healthy.
Well, we got to get there first. Well, they have to get there. I don't know if you're associating we anymore with it.
Nope.
Right. I still am.
A we is a sign off.
Sign off.
What do you mean?
It's hard to separate. It's hard for me to separate right now.
Now, I mean, look, this is something where I don't think that mentally they can be as tough as they're. I don't know that the environments that will exist in those games if those two play is something that Dallas would weather. It'd be 7 home games in a 7-game series for them. There's still going to be a bunch of people cheering for Luka.
Yeah, I got to factor that in. I would change my mind probably to the Lakers then, because it would be 7 home.
It'd be a lot. I still think that, like, it's going to take time for Luka and LeBron to figure each other out. And LeBron doesn't have time.
It's It has looked better, though, just about every game so far.
Well, that makes sense.
Luka being able to set LeBron up has been really effective for them.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up with your Luka reaction. If you want some Luka phone calls while experiencing that last night, you can do it as well. Here on Sean and RJ, we'll crosstalk with a KMC Masterpiece live from Surprise, Arizona. But you want some lessons? Stephen Jones wants to draft a quarterback. RJ has some lessons on getting the Dak Prescott replacement. That and the rest of a college kegger all on the way. Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day
continues on The Fan.
Things could get real spicy here throughout this game as Doncic rips another one and immediately turns to the Mavericks bench.
And was that directed right at Jason Kidd, Kidd and Nico? You had Mavs fans in the pregame yesterday. Nico was on the floor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Opposite end of Luka warming up. Bobby got the photo of Luka doing push-ups with Nico in the background. Of course, that's not for him to show Nico. He's in shape. He lost his usual half-court three-point contest. But Nico was being taunted with signs. Can't throw them out in Los Angeles. Can't throw out those fans who held up the signs. Loyalty never fades with never crossed out. And Sam Amick, we won't get into all of it right now. We'll save it for tomorrow. He talk to Nico about that, the chant that broke out?
He did. As he was walking out of the arena yesterday, he heard the chants and the thank you, Nico. So Sam Amick asked him, he said, as he was walking out, he's like, did you turn around and say, you're welcome? Like, play with him? He said, Nico just got a grin and said no. And then he walked off to the exits. And so Nico being stoic, a little less stoic, I guess, with the little smirk.
Mark in Dallas, your Luka reaction to last night. If you watch, you're live on The Fan, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Just want to let you know you're my favorite part of the day. Get to listen to you on the way to work. But,
thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know, I was watching that last night. I was watching that last night, and, you know, it's hard to watch that. It makes me angry, you know, watching him play. Wonder if that'll ever go away. May not go away till he retires. But watching the game gave me a little bit of hope, even without him, although I'm still going to be very irritated through the years. The fact that we really played pretty well, and considering we were short, I feel like the Lakers looked very beatable.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we had our bigs in there and we had everybody kind of playing at full strength, I think we'd be pretty dominant. We easily could have been up by 10 at half. We're missing all those quick inside, you know, we got inside drives, yep. Missing layups, missing yep. Easy shots, weren't sinking any threes. So, you know, it's just my thoughts is, you know, I think we've got a lot to look forward to. It's going to be hard. Somebody asked me if we win the championship, will I be happy with it? And I said, no. So that's my two cents.
Great call. We actually should have talked about it earlier. I thought the Mavs story of the first half was missing all the bunnies, missing a lot of easy opportunities. And you're like, all right, this is 16, but it should be 8. It should be 10. And then they threw Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson and Dante Exum evaporated that lead down to 3. The big question the Mavericks front office is going to have to wait for the answer for, and so are we. Mm-hmm. Will it matter if the Dallas Mavericks have playoff success? Will DFW care? I know the easy answer for many right now is no. I don't think we'll be able to answer until we get caught up in the playoff moments. JD in Arlington, you're next here on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, JD.
Yes, sir. Big Tolo. Always listen to you guys every day. Appreciate you. I'm not like most Mavs fans. I've watched every game since the trade, and I also have watched Luka play too because I love him as a player. But I'm excited to see what the Mavs can do with when their bigs get back. And if you go look at actually how many games AD has missed in the last couple of years versus Luka,
yeah.
I mean, they're about the same.
Yeah, and it's actually less. AD has played more games and more minutes, a lot more minutes, I believe, than Luka over the last 3 years.
Yep. And, you know, I'm ready to get AD back and actually see what they can do defensively. I don't know if I'm necessarily a big fan of Nico and, you know, losing a great talent like Luka is, but I'm also still excited to see what they can still do because he has had a great trade last year. So what can he do with this one? Hopefully it pans out for him.
Great call. Thank you for listening, man, and enjoy your day. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up.
On the Luka front real quick with the injury availability and things like that, AD played more games than him last year. People were pointing out that Luka's seasons have been going deeper into playoffs recently. Last year, he did play more games overall than Anthony Davis. It's just regular season games. He didn't.
Okay. You had an update you were not going to tell me about till we got on air with something.
Oh, this was the airplane story.
Oh, great.
Another one.
Hopefully my wife and kids are listening right now.
Yes.
I finally had my big Ollie emotional moment last night. I was laying down, trying to kill an hour before the 9 p.m. tip, and 10 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, all right, I'm going into the living room to watch the rest of the game. I go into the living room, pitter-patter, 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 tears, tears, tears. He finally had the breakdown. I don't want you to leave. I'm going to miss you. I said, I'll bring you back something maybe. I'll do the RJ Choppy souvenir trick, and his ears and eyes lit up, and then I said, all right, this is fine. Go to sleep. And then in the morning, I say goodbye to Amanda. She calls me back. She's like, he's up too. He wants to say goodbye. I was like, dang it. The 5 o'clock wake up with the guilt trip from the sun.
Getting you.
So are they in school? They should be in school. So go ahead. Talk about our demise.
This is another one. We had it yesterday. I guess we had another one too. That never got, we didn't see, there was no video of it. So it didn't get thrown out there, but this is at Reagan Airport in D.C., the same place, the same airport that had the collision with the helicopter a little less than a month ago. But there was another flight that was forced to abort its landing because of a plane that was on the runway getting set to take off that didn't start their takeoff roll or whatever. So I told you, I've had positive. If you knew how often this happens, you would never fly again. Like, this is so
routine.
So
now you think everyone's cameras are just out?
There's no video of this. It's just like, now it's getting reported.
Yeah.
Everything is getting reported.
What is your normal stress level with flying? Typically, like, throughout your life, 1 to 10? A 1?
1.
Okay. Is it up at all, like, for today? What is your stress level today?
1.5, 2.
Okay, slightly.
I'm just naive to it. It's not going to happen to me. The odds. I'm an odds guy.
Well, hang on. Let's knock on Corey, and then it doesn't. Like, whatever.
I'm probably a 4 today.
A 4.
I've gotten a lot better in recent years, but this is lately. It's ticking
there's
up.
There's an unease. There's an unease.
We should have drove like brought us.
It's a long drive.
Man. A long drive.
That's a long drive.
Ben and Cleburne back to Luca in L.A. last night. Ben, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Yeah. So my take from last night's game, that wasn't a playoff game. That wasn't playoff Luka. That wasn't playoff LeBron. We don't know what J.J. Redick has up his sleeves for playoffs. So playoff series, we don't know. Playoff Luka, I'm always picking him. Man, I'm a huge diehard Luka fan. Grew up being an Allen Iverson fan. So it's easy for me to become a fan of a player. And then I became a fan of the Mavericks after Allen Iverson kind of falling off. Hated the Lakers at the time. But now I guess I got to root for him.
So you were rooting for the Lakers to win last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't feel right seeing Luka lose to somebody that didn't even want him, that just did him dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't sit right.
Good call, Ben. Sorry. Thought you were done.
You got to root for the guy that got done, dirty like that.
Good call, brother. You're appreciated.
You're appreciated.
Junior in Houston, listening to 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Junior.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Just so you guys know, I'm not from Houston. I'm from Dallas. I had to relocate to the armpit, unfortunately. But big Mavs fan, want to let you guys know that last night's game, and I think everyone's reaction would have been different if AD was there and if AD was doing his thing. I think everybody's reaction would have been different this morning. Another thing, off topic, Roberto Belt, I like it, but we should change that to Robert Cinturón Belt. I like that one.
Cinturón?
Cinturón. That means belt in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Works.
Now, you nodded your head when you saw Junior Houston. You know?
We're familiar with Junior from Houston. That's all. I was looking, this is it. This is somebody we've had before.
All right, Steven Red Oak, you get the last Luka word for now, then we'll crosstalk with KMC in surprise about it. Go ahead, Stevie.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm a bigger Maverick fan than I am a Luka fan, but I love me some Luka.
Okay.
We're being redundant. We beat this thing to death. nobody trades a player like Luka. I mean, that is utterly insane. I'm having a hard time getting over it, watching it, but there again, I got to stick with my Mavericks. Let's get some big guys back and win a championship. It'll change everything. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Steve.
Hopefully your cattle's okay too there.
was that
a cow?
I don't know. I didn't say anything because I wasn't sure.
My brother will dunk on me now saying, in your face, don't fall for stupid headlines, because Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, friend of the station, asked Rob Gronkowski about his so-called NFL comeback. He said, quote, crazy, bro. They must know something about me that I don't. I wish I still had those powers, because that would be cool if I did. But I was just in Australia for a few days. Now it is time to relax. No football. So there's Gronk shutting it down.
All right. Makes sense. I mean, look, he's going to go steal a ring. He hasn't played in 2 years. You know, you miss a year, whatever. You miss a couple of years. You're in the booth. You're working one day a week, making $1 million, ain't going back to play.
Yeah, but I'm having trouble even remembering. How big of a difference maker was he in Tampa? Like, I know in the Super Bowl he had a decent game, but I don't remember him coming back and thinking like, whoa, Gronk just picked right back up where he left off.
And Travis Kelce, according to the Chiefs GM, sounds like he is returning to play. All right, we'll save RJ's drafted quarterback lesson for tomorrow when we are actually in Indianapolis as we fly out right after the show. I gave my own individual preview of excitement for the days ahead. What about you guys? Anything missing? Chop, anything in particular? You've always raved about Indy.
I like Indy, the city. I assume we're going to go into the stadium.
Yeah, if you guys want to go in there at some point, we can. They do the testing inside, like they'll do the 40 and everything like that in the stadium. And I think I got to look at when the schedules. I think the first group of those are Thursday sometime. So yeah, tomorrow. But yeah, you go in there and you can watch the 40. It's a cool experience.
Oh, we have to go in.
Yeah. There's a lot. So like how they
that's have, not where the broadcast is set.
No,
up?
So they've got everything in Indy is so connected. That's why people like using it for the combine. So there's the convention center where all the meetings and everything else take place. And then next to it is the actual RCA or whatever it's called.
Lucas Oil.
Not RCA. That's
RCA,
way back in the day.
Wow.
Lucas Oil Dome there where you have to just walk down the street and enter in through that way. But then they've also got, they've had the NFL experience at the Super Bowl this year. They've got the NFL Combine experience set up there. And they've got just different stuff throughout there. They've got all these different pop-ups and experiences that you can do. So it'll be cool. You'll have to, you know, hold your breath and not die of secondhand smoke with how many people on the streets of Indy.
So
still,
few cigarette cities, it feels like, left.
Cigarette cities.
I remember that from Indianapolis last time.
Yeah, we were some of them. I like Indy. I'm interested to see what this whole thing is about. Stadium was cool. I went to the Final Four there 1 year. Right. That's where best view I've ever had of my life. The Gordon Hayward shot off the backboard that almost went in to win the title over Duke.
We'll walk downstairs. One of the hotels, we'll walk downstairs and go see the Exos guys training. That's funny to watch because you will see guys prepping for the 40 the day before, just getting working. They're literally like laying down this tacky substance on the floor of hotel rooms and finding a long enough strip in a hotel room so that these athletes can run the 40 downstairs in like ballrooms and stuff to get prepared. So it's the most, like I said, it's the most unique thing you'll see in terms of NFL experiences and coverages before. So it'll be great. It'll be a good 2 days.
How did Mike Bacsik ignore the Lakers-Mavs game? And what did Kevin and Corey think of Revenge Part 1? We crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece on the home of the Rangers from Surprise, Arizona, next.
Four. In the corner, Doncic for three, partially blocked. And that's going to be a foul. Count that. As Doncic gets to the basket.
TNT with the call, triple-double for Luka. Lakers get the win over the Mavericks. It's Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece live from Surprise, Arizona, on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys, with Ruben just peering in over Corey's shoulder there in the background. Hey, Rubes. Good morning, Corey. What's up?
Man, Ruben just got scared, by the way, by Mike Bacsik. Mike Bacsik went out there and while Ruben was in the restroom, he walked over to the door and banged on it as loud as he could. And Ruben went, "Oh my God!" And it was pretty hilarious. So
I like that reenactment.
was that pretty accurate? Yeah. Mike? Yeah. Is that what he said?
Goes, "Oh my God! I scared the crap out of him."
Has Ruben been on any random Ruben adventures out there? Does he have no running buddy? It used to be Bobby. Then it turned into Choppy in New Orleans. Any random Ruben nights?
I've not seen him take off to the casino yet. Have you gone to the casino? He says no, he hasn't gone to the casino yet, which is not very far away, right, Mike? You've been there.
That's where the guy wanted me to go up to his room.
Yeah, so.
Excuse me?
That was a long time ago. That did not happen in this trip.
What happened?
Back when Derek Holland was on the Rangers, so I don't know. Guy, I was watching the board where, I don't know, it's like you pick 10 numbers and you hope to win. I forget the name of these games.
Was it Keno?
Keno, yeah. I was just waiting because
Keno, it's good stuff.
Go to the casino to play Keno.
Arnold, Kavanaugh, and Dawson were playing, I think, blackjack. I think that's what they're playing. And I'm just not a gambler, as in I don't like losing money. So I was just like, yeah, I'll go to the casino and I'll hang out and whatever. And I was just sitting there watching the numbers, and I had on my really sweet Millennium Falcon t-shirt at the time. And a gay guy came up to me and wanted to see if I wanted a drink and come up to his room.
Wow.
And I was like, no, I'm not gay, but we can have a conversation.
Did you?
For like a little bit, but I think he realized I wasn't gonna like
over Star Wars.
Do it. So
here's that Star Trek.
When you say I'm not gay, but we could have a conversation, that makes it sound like you're opening up to negotiations.
Open dialogue.
So I'll give you three chips. Yeah. Here's my Keno card. You can play this one
we
on
can
the
talk
house.
About it.
That's right. Yeah. Corey, what's coming up?
Guys, it does appear that Marcus Semien will be joining the show in the booth today, probably around noon, I'm presuming. It depends kind of when he gets his work done today. And also, we had a conversation with Kevin Pillar. Now, Kevin Pillar, if you remember, played for the Toronto Blue Jays, whenever the wildest series I think we've ever seen went down, that one specific game. We got him to recap that game. Because we've never gotten to talk to anybody on the other side of it before.
You don't always get in-depth answers. This was one question that I would have been okay with a not in-depth answer. But he gave us like a documentary-style depth to it.
That's what Josh Donaldson did for us.
Yeah, it hurts.
He was on. He was great. He was great. It was. Yeah. I hated how awesome he was, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Pillar is pretty awesome, too. Dude has 50 chickens and some llamas, so that's another story.
Really?
He's got a monopoly on the eggs.
On the
right
eggs.
Now.
I mean, the bird flu.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. And then this is a very far-ahead tease. The Eric and Zach got a hold of Cody Bradford, I do believe.
Yeah.
The entire clubhouse went to sit near them during this interview because they were like, these dudes do the weirdest interview out here. Let's see what it's like. And so they were all sitting around, like, listening in on this interview. It's becoming a thing around the clubhouse.
Really?
It's
awesome. That's pretty cool.
It's awesome to see. So
the Barlow one is going to be tough to top. That was incredible, I thought.
Joe Barlow's great.
Barlow. Yeah. Kevin, how did you take in the game last night, and how many bets did you lose?
Oh, man. Yeah, Luca vastly underperformed. So I didn't lose any bets, Sean, but I did lose some of my plays on underdog because betting is illegal in the state of Texas.
Oh,
that's right.
I just watched it in the hotel room. It was, like most people have probably told you this morning, or like you guys have felt, it was very strange to watch it. And I liked that the 1 3-pointer he made, he looked right at the Mavericks bench and Nico. That was nice.
It did feel at one point he got fouled, and it looked like he went to high five Omax. Like he was like he forgot that they were on the team. And I was like, what just happened there? And then he kind of like shook his head and smiled. That was definitely emotional to watch. As he's doing some of the things that you're like, oh yeah, he used to do that with our team. And then also watching like PJ try to be what he's not and fumbling the ball all over the place. And that's not his role. But with all the bigs out right now, they're asking him to do something he isn't. And that's not good for the team.
Where did you watch it, Corey?
I watched it at the room last night. I needed one more night of rest, and I think I'm back. I think I'm physically back now. So I need one more night. But we watched it last night at the house. A couple of guys went over to Jared's to watch it. But I told Kevin and Mike this morning, if they had one big...
Wait, did you say the house?
I'm sorry, at the hotel room last night. Yeah, my apologies.
Corey's upgraded from the rest of us.
Yeah, I sold my room and
went and got a house. Like.
Oh, my gosh.
If they had one big last night, I think they win that game. That was the difference for me, was they were just undersized for what they wanted to try to do. Couldn't rebound.
Next year's the year.
Well...
You know,
Mike, did you successfully stay away from any minutes?
Haven't watched 1 second of a highlight. Didn't watch 1 second of the game. My father texted me during the game and he said, I can't believe this, because he put in my Laker hate. He grew up a Boston Celtics fan. There were no Dallas Mavericks when he was growing up here. And so he hated the Lakers. He loved the Celtics. And then he loved the Mavs. And he's like, I can't believe this, but for the first time in my life, I'm rooting for the Lakers.
Wow.
And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like, I'm just not going to watch. I can't. I'll get too mad. There's no reason to get that mad over sports. So I'm like, I don't. If it's not going to make me happy, it's supposed to be like a
release.
An escape from the reality of how tough life is. Well, if I think it's just going to make me mad, why watch it? And we actually met a season ticket holder this morning down in the breakfast room. He heard us over talking and he was like, hey, you guys from Dallas? I've been a season ticket holder since 06. I've already canceled my tickets for next year.
It was really impressive because even when we all left, he kept talking to tell us that he'd been a Rangers fan since 1972, which I heard when I was at the door leaving the hotel. He was still talking. It was impressive.
Old people can chat, man.
They can.
Is there anyone the Rangers could trade to the Astros that would make somebody root for the Astros in a game?
No,
it was a Rangers fan. There's nobody. Huh?
Nolan Ryan.
Well, that even didn't do it for a lot of people.
Not on this team, but like, I mean, if they had traded maybe Pudge.
I could see that.
Yeah, but there was no rivalry till 15. Like, everybody was rooting for. If you're a Ranger fan and the Astros were in the National League, you actually rooted for them if they ever made the playoffs. Because, like, well, it's the other Texas team, and we never. It's not like we ever play them or like it's a rivalry. It was 15 where Texas stole the division from them late in the year, and then that started kind of the rivalry.
Mike, there's been a lot of talk led by RJ Choppy here in the Rangers offseason about number two in the American League, contender status. Are you feeling any of that there? Or no, it's just regular old spring training to start off. Does it feel when talking to Bochy or anyone else like the heightened expectations of them as a contender? Because that contender status to me felt like it kind of snuck up this offseason after the way they finished off last year and all the injury questions.
Were we here at the end of February last year, too?
I believe that we were.
Well, we're here so early that it's light crowds. There's no spring break in the United States of America yet. So literally you only have, for the most part, either retired people or people from the area going to the games. That being said, no, it doesn't feel that way because they were the defending world champs last year. So you had three times the amount of media covering the Texas Rangers in spring training as the defending world champs. So this feels more like a normal Rangers spring training. But, you know, it was I heard Ryan Pressly, who's been with the Astros for most of his career. He's with the Cubs. And he's like, wow, this is so much better in Arizona. Like, it's sold out every game for spring training and the atmosphere is amazing. And I'm like, you're playing for the Cubs. That's not Arizona.
Yeah.
Like you go sign with the Yankees and you're going to go to Tampa and you're going to find 10 to 15,000 people at each spring training game. Same thing with maybe in Boston. I never went to Fort Myers, but there's certain teams that will attract a lot of attention in spring training no matter what. But the Rangers so far, it's early, but I don't think they're going to get a lot of attention like they did last year.
Man, the who's in Scottsdale? Is it the Giants?
Yes.
That I went to out there a couple years ago last time we went. That was a fantastic setup, and the energy.
Giants fans don't play.
No, and the energy at that park, like
they don't.
I think the Rangers were playing. Yeah, because the Rangers were playing because Holland was pitching that day for San Francisco. The energy at that park for spring training game was like, okay, this is completely different than most places.
Are you guys going to Indianapolis tomorrow or after the show today?
After the show today.
Where are y'all doing? Are y'all doing the show from like another station or are y'all
from Radio Row? They have a Radio Row there at the convention.
There's like 60 stations out there.
Look at you guys. Yeah. That's awesome.
So we're going to be right in the middle of all the NFL team setups and then all the radio stations and different stuff like that out there.
What if you ask them, just say when people come to your table, say, take your pants off.
Because
it's the underwear Olympics.
I thought that was a callback to your hotel offer.
Yeah, invite him up to our room.
Yeah, we do that.
that's actually
not a bad bit. I like that one.
No, we're really right now. The biggest thing we're faced with right now is we're just trying to figure out which reservation we're going to go to tonight, St. Elmo's or Prime 47. So that's what we're faced with right now. That challenge, figuring out which is going to be the hotter spot.
What's the weather out there?
It's tough. Oh my gosh,
Corey.
It's really nice. It's like in the mid-50s when you get here in the morning, but then it peaks at around mid-80s. So I think it is really, really nice out here. How many Diana Taurasi segments did you guys do today?
You know, they're treating her like she's the logo, for crying out loud. Like, she won one MVP.
Oh, Diana Taurasi. I was thinking Diana Rossini.
Oh, did you do segments about her?
No, Peyton had his choice. Diana Taurasi, I know.
Yeah, she retired. Is it like I kept to see the flash? Sip. WNBA icon retires, and I'm like, yeah, she's got like she's tremendous, right? Bunch of championships, bunch of college championships. They're treating her like it's Kareem. Well, it's like Kareem retired.
This is the corner that ESPN and Sean with his Caitlin Clark coverage backed themselves into. They have to cover it now or look like a fake ally.
I think she has literally like has one WNBA MVP.
She won three titles, though.
Yeah, I mean, hundreds of people are upset they don't get to watch her play basketball anymore.
Oh, man. I mean, like, I don't know. Is if it could be a one-time NBA MVP.
Hey, Mike, what's your most valuable Diana Taurasi card?
Dirk.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even know what team she played on. She was a UConn girl. Like,
Mike, do you have a WNBA card? Is there value in it?
Caitlin Clark's
hot
in
right
Facebook.
Now.
Whoa,
on the card market, you damn right.
She's got a time.
Privilege is right.
On the card market.
Have you ever called your wife hot three times
in a row? Hey, wear the Sparks jersey for me. The KMC masterpiece next.
Son of a gun.
The Fed.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.